Today we're going to try to learn Daf Kufay Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. This begins Perek HaOreg. In order to understand anything that we're going to describe, it is very, very important that a person sees a picture of what a loom looks like. Meaning when the Mishnayos were written, everyone knew. People had these experiences. It's like everyone lived in Amish country. And everyone knew what a loom looked like. So it's very important just to even understand the terms, what they're talking about, to see some sort of picture. So take a moment, go online, and find a picture of it so that you can have some idea of the things that we are describing. So the Mishnah that listed the 39 Malachos on Dafayin Gimel Amud Aleph told us that the sheer ariga that's considered a malacha on Shabbos is arigas shnei chutei orev. So our mission is going to explain machlokas tanaim about that sheer. Rabbi Lazar mar ha'orev shloshu chutin batchila. If a person weaves three strands, three orev strands at the beginning of the weaving, the achas ala orig, or one additional strand on an existing weave, chayiv. That's enough to be chayiv. Chamomrim bein batchila bein basof shiro shnei chutin. That no, the sheer is going to be two strands, whether it be at the beginning of the weave or at the end of the weave. Ha'osa shnei batenirin, if a person makes on Shabbos, he passes two strings between the two shasi. He passes two shasi strings. There are two types of strings. There are the shasi and the ariv strings, because they go in two different directions. That's how you make a weave. So if a person passes the shasi strings between two batei nirim, whether he did this be-girin or he did it be-kiros, whether he did it with girin or with kiros, meaning he did it with an ariga that's called nirin, rather, or whether he did it with a cleave that's called a kiros, or if he made two batei nirim b'nofe, with a weave of a nofe, or b'kvara, or b'sal, in any way that he makes these weaves, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv or karban chatos. Hatofer shtei tfiros, if a person stitches two stitches, vakorea, or someone tears on Shabbos, he's chayiv al menas litbar shtei tfiros. He's going to be chayiv if he tore enough that would then set him up to stitch two stitches. So Kiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak Tani Shtayim. When Rabbi Yitzchak came, he taught our Mishnah that Rabbi Lazar says that if you're Orig Shtayim Betchila Yechayev, I v'ha'anan t'nan shlosha, but our Mishnah says shlosha, lo kasha, haba'alimi haba'ketini, that when we say that, one of the gersos is talking about in where you weave very thick strings, and the other is when it's very thin strings, but we don't know which is which. Amri lo l'haigisa, v'amri lo l'haigisa. Some say that when it's the thick strings, it's only going to be chayiv for three, and the thin strings is two, and the others say the reverse, and we explain it as follows. Armile la haigisa, the some say it in one direction, that our Gersa in the Mishnah is talking about thick strings, and the Gersa of Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about thin strings, because alimi tlasa, when there are thick strings, you need three strands, so lo sasri, and then it won't come apart, and tray sasri, but two thick strings will untie more easily, whereas ketini, if it's very thin strings, tray nami lo sasri, it will be much tighter, so even with two, it's not going to come apart. And some say that our gears in the Mishnah is talking about the thin strings, that ketini tlasa yidi'i, that it's only when you have when you're dealing with thin strings, only three of them will be very nicker that you have an ariga over there. But treilo yidi'i, if it's two thin strings, you won't even realize that it's an ariga. Alimi treinami yidi'i, but if it's thicker strings, then even with two, you'll realize that there is an ariga. Tanya ha'orig shlosh chutin batchila, if a person weaves on Shabbos three strands originally on the Uriya, the echad ala arig, or if he weaves one strand on top of an existing ariga, chayiv. The chamorim bein b'chila bein basof shiran shnei chutin. And the chamorim say now, whether it's the beginning or the end, the shir is always shnei chutin. Ubasafa, if it's by the edge of the baget, shnei chutin baruch of shlosha batinirin. It's two chutei arev at the width of three batinirin. And even though the Rochav of three batei nirin is not the full width of a rochav hasit, which is the shear of the width of a riga in order to be chayev for the malacha of oreg. Nevertheless, you're going to be chayev because it's at the very edge. Halamazedome, what's this like? La oreg tzulzul katan. It's like making a narrow belt that's not so wide, that's not wider than shlosha batei nirin. That the halach is that the oreg is that someone who weaves and passes through the width, Shnei Chutin, Barochav Shlosha Batei Nirin, is going to be Chayiv. So too, if you're Oreg on the edge of a Beged, from a different Min, you're Chayiv with the Ariga of a shear of a width of 3 Batei Nirin, even though it's not the full Rochav Hasit. A sit is a measurement of fingers held, two fingers held apart from each other. Ha'orig shloshu chutin matchila ve'echad ala orig chayiv stomach Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah said, the Brisa said that if you weave 3 chutin at the beginning of a weave or 1 on an existing weave, you're going to be chayiv. That's going like Rabbi Elazar. Tanya Idach, we have another brace that says, Ha'orik Shnei Chutin Alagas, if a person weaves 2 strands on an existing baguette, whether he adds them on an arig in the middle of his ariga, of ala imra, or whether he adds it onto the hem of a baguette, chayiv. Rabbi Elazar Amar Afilu Echad, that in these circumstances, even if it's just 1 string, he's going to be chayiv. Uba Safa, and if the baguette that he weaves has an edge along the length of the chutesh si that's made of a different min that and has a width of at least 3 batei nirin, shnei chutin brach of shlosha batei nirin chayiv halamaza doma laorig tzul katan. It's like weaving a small belt shnei chutin al roch of shlosha batei nirin. That's 2 chutei arev on the width of 3 batei nirin. So haorig shnei chutin al agas al imra chayiv stamak rabbanan. When we say that if you weave 2 chutin on agas or on the imra, you're chayiv. That's assuming like the rabbanan that's the stam tana. Haosa shnei batei nirin. If a person makes 2 batei nirin, my banirin. What does it mean? You make 2 batei nirin banirin. What's the way that you're chayiv from the malach of making 2 batei nirin when you do that without when you do that with a kli that's called nirin? So Amrabai Tarti Bebati Nira. 2 times you pass each one of the 2 strings of the chassis between the 2 chutei hanirim. 1 time between the chutei hanirim that are hanging on 1 kana, on 1 rod, and 1 time between the 2 the teeth of the masrek, the chad de benira. And 1 time you pass it through the beis hanir of the nirim that are hanging on the other rod. Remember I said before you got to see the picture. It's helpful if you see a picture, you'll know exactly what this is talking about. Bakirus, so my Bakirus, Amarav Motzvisa. What is the kli that's called a kirus? So Rav explains the kirus is something that's that helps the ariga rise and go up and down. It's like a pedal that you push with your foot that helps it go up and down to continue the weaving process. Vatofer shtei tefiros, and if a person stitches 2 stitches, hatanina ba'avos melachos. We already learned this. Tofer shtei tefiros way back on Daf Ayin Gimel when we learned the avos melachos that a tofer shtei tefiros is the shear for chayiv that you can be chayiv for sewing. Mishum de kabayi limis nasefa v'akorea al menaslit for shtei tefiros katanina miatofer. You're right, in Echinami, we don't have to tell, that's not a chiddush in our Mishnah. The chiddush is that by tearing, the shear of the malacha is tearing enough to restitch 2 stitches. HaKorea Hanami Tanina. Well, wait a second, Korea is also mentioned in the Mishnah, Anayin Gimel, Bavos Malachos. El Mishnah Tekabai, Lemisni Seifa, HaKorea Bechamaso, V'Almeso, that it wants to tell me the additional chiddush that if a person tears something because he's angry, or he tears something, someone died, so mishmachi that since that's not almanas litvar that he's going to be pater mishmachi katani atofer shtei tefiros. That's why it mentions atofer shtei tefiros. Vakorea almanas litvar shtei tefiros. Someone who tears, having in mind to be tofer shtei tefiros, hechi mishkachas. So where do we find such a thing that you tear a baguette in order to then sew it up? So the Gemara explains to avda kikista that we find such a thing when in a case where the baguette has become like a kiss. Meaning sometimes the arig is not perfectly even, and therefore when you sew it, the baguette folds over and sticks out like a little bit of a pocket. So in order to straighten it out, you tear the baguette where it's folded over, and you fold it just a little bit around that area, and then you sew it back. And in order to do that, you're korea al menas lidfar. Right? That's the example of a common case of being korea. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos.